Hello.
Well, hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Archtop Fiber. I was just returning your call. How may I assist you today?
Well, I would like your service and all this other stuff that goes with it. And what's happening is, I know it'll be available sometime in December as far as installation where I live. However, I'm only going to be home for the first 4 days in December. And I'll be back for the entire month of January, starting from the first. Is there a way to get an installation scheduled that way, or does it make any difference? You know, because I won't be home, basically.
Well, I don't know that it would let, I don't know if it'll let me schedule an installation if the service is not available in the area. Let's see here.
Oh, yeah. According to notices I got before, it said it will be in my area by November 30th.
Correct. Yes, sir. Understood. What is your street address?
13 Amherst Road, Red Hook, New York.
And the zip code?
12571.
Thank you. And that was 13 Amherst Road in Red Hook, New York.
Correct.
Okay, let's see here. And it does say that your address will be in service as of November 30th. So would you like to go ahead and register for service with me over the phone now?
Absolutely.
Okay, and is this location a home or a business?
Home.
Okay. And would you like the 1 gigabyte per second internet at $79.99 a month? It would be $69.99 if you sign up for ACH debit and paperless billing.
Yes.
So you
I'll
would
make
just
life
like
simple for you. Yes.
just 1 gig, okay?
Yes,
And
correct.
we do also offer Wi-Fi extenders. You will get one with your plan. That's included as part of the equipment that we provide. If the tech when the tech's out to install, you could determine with the tech if you do need any additional Wi-Fi extenders, and if you happen to choose to have any additional Wi-Fi extenders, those are an additional $7.99 a month. But you can make that decision with the tech when he's out at your residence, that he'd be best able to determine if you're going to need any additional. And would you like to add phone service to your account?
No, I have that through AT&T.
Okay. And let's see here. All right, let's see. And do you rent or own your property? Own, okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Through the air, under the ground, or not sure?
On a pole.
Okay, so through the air, okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And what is your first name?
Clyde, Clyde.
Okay, Clyde, and your last name?
Cohen, Cohen.
Okay, Cohen. Okay, thank you. And your email address?
Okay. It'll be through to THRUTHELENS at gmail.com.
Okay, so I have
Yes.
THRUTHELENS at gmail.com. Is this correct?
After the word lens, it's through the lens photos.
Photos, PHOTOS.
Correct.
Okay, so I have through THRU, the THE, Lens, LENS, photos, PHOTOS at gmail.com, and that's gmail.com. And is the phone number you're calling from your primary phone, 845-233-8892?
Yes, it's my mobile phone, but it's the only phone that we use. We got rid of the house phone.
Okay. So we have that primary phone number is 845-233-8892. Would you like to add a secondary phone number to your account?
Sure.
And what would that
845,
be?
845. That'd be my wife.
845.
Allison. Yeah, 233-8767.
That was 845-233-8767. And how may we contact you prior to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account? Phone, email, text, and you can select as many or as few of those as you'd like.
Well, phone is the number one best way. If you want to put on email or text, I mean, you know, we do them all.
Okay. So in that regards, I must read these disclaimers about the contacting you via the phone, email, and text. So for the text, it says, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Sure, why not?
Okay, and do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yeah, I don't think I'm interested in that.
No text message. Okay. All righty. And let's see here. All right. Now, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a $50 deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit. Your deposit
we're good. You can do the credit check. My credit, my wife's credit, over 800, so you'll be
nice. Okay, so what I have to do, still have to read this. It says your deposit and any interest earned will be held on your account for 12 months and returned to you as a bill credit or a one-time payment to you. But we're not making the deposit unless you have to, but I doubt you will. So we're going to go customer agrees to credit check. Now let me pull up the credit check tool. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
No problem. I got no place to go at the moment.
I understand.
That's why I'm going away for a month in December.
Oh, okay.
That's why I won't be around then.
Okay, let's see here. Now there's a few fields here for the credit check that I can go ahead and fill in, such as the address and the name, because we already have that information that we've collected during this process. Let's see here. Okay, and let's see here. And what is your date of birth?
September 12, 1948.
Okay, September 12th of 1948. And your driver's license number?
Oh, that's a good one. Now I have to go get my
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
license number. Let's see. Be in the upper right-hand corner. 155-546-065.
Okay, and that's a New York driver license, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And let's see here. And your social security number?
084-403-819.
Okay, and thank you. And then I'll just enter in your primary phone here. Okay, let's see here. And would you like me to include a middle name or middle initial?
Not really.
Okay. So we should have enough information here. We can go ahead and proceed with the credit check. Let's see here. And no deposit required, of course. So let's
Well,
go ahead and move forward.
yeah, like I said, I have very good credit.
Oh, of course, absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. And Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like the auto pay and paperless billing with ACH debit, which is a direct withdrawal from your bank account using the routing number and bank account number, which will get you a $10 discount? Or would you like the auto pay and paperless billing and use a credit or debit card, which would only get you a $5 discount?
The first choice.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm ready for the routing number whenever you have it available. Are you
Looking
still
for
with
my
me?
wife.
There you are. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, hang on. Don't run away. All right, let me find my checkbook thingy.
Okay.
Usually what happens is my wife always takes care of this. So I can't be bothered. Hey, Al. Oh, I need you. You checking the account,
You can't put it on a credit card or
we get a better discount this way. All right, she's coming. And while she's coming to get that, how about you guys being even a nicer place? And I'm a Vietnam veteran. Obviously, I'm 76 years old, so I've been there at the worst time. So you guys do anything about that?
I'm not aware of there being any military discounts at this time, but I can mention it up the chain, that we do have military veterans out there, and they are interested in, you know, maybe a little bit of a discount for, you know, their sacrifice to our country, and see if maybe there's anything we can get accomplished in that regards. But at this current time, I don't have a military discount.
Yeah, all right. But you did very well. I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Oh, thank you so much.
My wife's digging out a checkbook and now I'll be able to give it.
Okay.
Somewhere. As we say, dum, 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 dum.
Please.
Yep.
Okay. Here's the routing number.
So the routing number.
Yes, sir.
Right. Is 22197-1261.
Okay, and the account number.
And the account number.
Is all these to here.
Okay, 5-6-7-0-6-0-8-5-8. No. Okay.
Ask him
when they
bill.
What
I can write down. And when does it start?
He's supposed to get a 30-day trial before
you even get there. Okay, well, I knew I had it. I couldn't see it underneath.
Right. So I'm finding myself for their, you know, pulling it out of our bank account.
Getting
a $10 discount, so it's $69.99.
What happened to the other
$69? No, that was the same thing. That was what they didn't advertise.
Oh, and nothing for being
in all. And if you put it on the credit card, you only get 5 years off.
And nothing for being in all that.
Nothing. You
don't
ask about it.
Okay. I don't care. I was just going to have. You don't ask me that.
And did we get the full account number?
Yeah.
That ended with 0858.
Let me see. Yeah, 0858.
And then the routing number, if you don't mind me repeating the routing number, which is okay if I repeat that, because it's just the, it just identifies the bank. I have 221-971-261.
Well, I'm now, I don't see that at all.
0588.
Allison, come here.
No, I'll leave it.
No, no. Hang in. Don't run away. Put speaker. Yeah, talk to.
What do you need?
The routing number.
The routing number.
221-971-264.
264. Got it. Thank you so much. That was, might have been a mistake on my part. Okay, so I have 221-971-264, and then of course the account ending in 0858. And is that a checking account or a savings account?
Checking.
Checking. All right. And you said you do authorize ACH direct debit payment. And let's see here.
When does it start the payment so I can write it down?
The service will not be in effect until November 30th is our projected, is the estimated date that we will have service available in your area. And then once the service has been installed and the service is working at your address, that's when your first, that's when the billing would begin, the first billing date. Not billing date, but the beginning of your services.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
And they text or something saying that they're drawing out the money the night before, like everybody else
does? I'm not aware if you'll receive an email letting you know that your payment is upcoming.
Okay.
but I do believe you will receive an email letting you know that the payment was successful or what have you. And let's see here. I'm just waiting on the system. Let's see. Oh, I needed one more piece of information. What is the name on the account?
Same as on the account that his name, my name.
My name and my wife's name. They're both on the account.
Okay, so should I list the name on the account as Clyde Cohen, or should I list it as...
That's fine.
Yes.
So Clyde Cohen, okay. So I'll go ahead and... save the bank account information. Okay, and let's see here. And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Well, when they were digging in front of my house, putting the wires in, I asked about it.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's see. And do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location, i.e. a buried wires, septic tank, etc.?
Not where they already put all the wires. No, there's nothing in the way. That's all done.
Okay. And do you have any questions or comments for our technicians or service representatives?
Well, I got a question that I'm sure you can answer. Now that everything is underground in the front of my house, actually on the side where my computer room is and what have you, how does that get into the house? Do they continue that underground, or does it go up on the pole? How's that work?
Well, if the lines to your home are through the air, then the fiber line would be run through the air, and then I believe connected on the side of the home. Typically, oftentimes, what will be done with it would be connected to the ONT on the side of the home. But it'll be up to the technician on whether or not the ONT would be placed inside the home or not.
Uh-huh.
And then once it's connected to the ONT, then it's ran into the house to the modem, and then the modem and router would broadcast the Wi-Fi signal, and that would also be where you could connect any Ethernet cables if you wanted to have a hard line connection with any of your devices.
Yeah, so I can have my computer hooked directly to the line.
Yes, sir. That's always a good idea. And do you have, did you have any other questions or comments for our technicians or service representatives?
No, I had spoken to these guys while they were working on the people in charge, and they were just wonderful people. So I'm sure everything is great. Right now I'm dealing with Spectrum, who is one of the worst companies out there to deal with, but in this area, they're the only company to deal with. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm glad that we've come along and that we'll be able to offer you our services so that you can, move away from Spectrum and having to pay their high prices and be able to get your internet services through Archtop Fiber. And while we don't offer cable television services, there's plenty of streaming options that you could use to replace your cable. If you have cable with Spectrum, there's a lot of great streaming options that you could use and get a much better deal than what you can get from Spectrum.
Yeah, no, I already cut the cable from Spectrum.
Okay. Understood. Good. Glad to hear it.
I'm an old guy, but for whatever strange reason, I'm very high-tech oriented.
Oh, very nice. All right, now let's see here. Just making sure. Okay, so it says, okay, so I'm going to place your order. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so I have submitted your order, so you have been registered, so you are in line. As we get closer to your area, one of our team members will reach out to you in regards to scheduling the installation, because like I mentioned, now while we're targeting November 30th to have the service up and live and up and running at your address, you never know what could happen between now and November 30th. And so because we can't put a guarantee that it would be November 30th, that's why it's not allowing me to go ahead and just, you know, schedule it right away immediately, because we have to make sure that everything goes accordingly and goes as planned. But I do have, so I will like.
First of January.
I would think that would be. Yeah, before January for sure. I don't see any reason that it would not be any longer than that. But you never know what kind of roadblocks we could run into or anything of that nature. But we're working as fast as we can, so hopefully we will hit that November 30th deadline.
Okay, so now keep in mind that other than December 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I will be home, but after that, I'm going to be gone, and I'm going to Europe. So, you know, if somebody's going to try to contact me to come install anytime in December other than the first 4 days, I am not home or even in this country.
It'll be likely that you would get an email as well. So if someone tried to reach out to you by phone to help schedule you, you'd also get an email, as you know, if they can't get in touch with you, of course you'd be sent an email, you know, something like, you know, well, you know, thank you for being an Archtop customer. We look forward to serving you. We're just reaching out to you in regards to scheduling of your installation appointment. You know, simply click here to schedule your appointment. And then you would click there, and it would take you over to where you would have like a calendar, and it would give you the options of the dates that you could select and the time frames, and you would make those selections and then submit those selections, and then that would get you scheduled. So you'd have a lot of freedom over that, and that's a good thing.
Very good. Yeah, very, very good. Because even though I'll be in Europe, I'll be checking my email every day.
Excellent, so, excellent. Yeah. Now, just a few more quick things and we'll be all set. All I need to do is finish up your order. I can't set an installation date. I'm just reading the disclaimers, everything, to try to make sure I read everything that I need to. So is the number that you provided a good number for a technician to call and text about the order if needed?
Yeah, would be okay. My phone.
And then at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement, if they do decide that they would be running the lines underground. Now, if you have a current provider, which you do, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until fiber services are installed to cancel their services with their current provider. The ONT/gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result into up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Now, the next part is it involves scheduling. So I don't know. I don't think this is going to apply because it says you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order. And I would have, you know, I wouldn't be, I know you'll likely get that. And the other will be an invitation for you to sign. Okay. Yeah. So you're probably going to get these emails because it started out saying that now that your installation is scheduled, but we never scheduled an installation, but you may be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you will have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service. And that was the last of the disclosures. Anything else that I could assist with? Any other questions? Anything else that I could do to assist you?
Yeah. Now, how would I sign into the Archtop Fiber account?
Okay, so what you would do is you'll go to archtopfiber.com, and then when you're at the website, archtopfiber.com, in the upper right, it says sign in. Just click where it says sign in, and that'll take you over to the page where you can sign in.
All right, good. No problem. So what I'll do is I'll on my computer, and I'll make it available to myself when necessary.
All right, excellent. And you may have already received those emails. I'm not sure, because I do know that it did mention that was something that's typically it said, you know, after we've scheduled your installation, then those emails go out. So if you didn't get those emails, just know that you'll get them at once your installation has been scheduled.
Yes, sir.
All right. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
No, actually, you've been wonderful, very knowledgeable, and very pleasant, and I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was absolutely my pleasure, and I'd like to thank you very much, for your interest in being an Archtop Fiber customer, and I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you, and we do look forward to serving you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.